Happy Easter, everybody. Good morning. Just a short notice, just to remind you that there's breakfast after this service being served in the hall, and you're all welcome to stay. Thank you.
So if I say, the Lord is risen, would you respond back, he is risen indeed. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Let's try it as though we mean it. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Thanks be to God. We join to sing the head that once was crowned with thorns. You'll find it number 257, and the hymn books are underneath the seat in front of you, and if they're not, they're in the seat around about you. 257. We join together to pray. Let us pray. Easter God, we know what it feels like to go alone to the tomb, broken. Things have gone wrong and cannot be changed, and our pain matched by our hopelessness. But Easter dares us to believe in a different scenario. May we be open to the possibility of the whirlwind that Mary experienced, The stone rolled away, the tomb empty, the gardener who turns out to be Christ, the angels who tell us to leave our desolation behind and devote ourselves to telling good news. Alleluia. Alleluia. We raise our voices. Alleluia. Alleluia. We sing hymns of praise. In Jesus' name, amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed. So Denise Scorer is going to read to us the story of this day as it comes in the Gospel according to Luke, which means that in terms of fullness, it's not the briefest, it's not the fullest, it's one of the two that's sort of in the middle. Denise.
We're reading from Luke. Chapter 24, starting at verse 1. Very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, carrying the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the entrance of the tomb, so they went in, but they did not find the body of Lord Jesus. They stood there puzzled about this, when suddenly two men in bright, shining clothes stood by them. Full of fear, the women bowed down to the ground as the men said to them, "Why are you looking among the dead for one who is alive? He is not here. He has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was in Galilee. The Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and 3 days later rise to life." Then the women remembered his words, returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11 disciples and all the rest. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. They and the other women with them told these things to the apostles. But the apostles thought that what the women said was nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He bent down and saw the linen wrappings, but nothing else. Then he went back home, amazed at what had happened.
Why are you looking among the dead for one who is alive? Why am I looking here? Simple. I'm looking here because he was dead and this is where he should be. I'm looking here because we knew where he was, we knew where we would find him, the body was here, and that is how it happens. How could it possibly be different? How could it be that something has changed? And it puts me in mind of adults when a child is sick. So you just get your head round. This child is sick, we've got to go into medicine, should I phone the doctor, lying down, child that's sick. And then what happens is, the child gets well, and you're still left in your head with, the child is sick, and the child is running around and well and getting on with life, but it takes you a moment to readjust your thinking, because the children get well so quickly and you're still looking among the dead for one who is alive. How many people are looking for things that will not satisfy them, will not meet their deepest needs, looking at things that actually are dead? How much of our church life is shaped by our inability to hear the angel? How much of our lives, that time, that which used to work for you, is over. It's finished. It's dead. It's gone. There's new stuff going on. And that's true for us as a community where so many people have died, and the new that there is among us is sometimes not seen and not appreciated. There is life. Is it possible that in a bit of our hearts, actually, it would be easier if the dead remained dead? At least you know where somebody is. It reminds me in the life of the church when new people come, it's so much more of a pain in the neck to get them onto the list, make sure they're with the right people, put them in the new system. So much easier just to go, oh yeah, so and so. Death is so much more easy to deal with than life. We're demanded by this message to be part of something that will be transformational. Everything has changed. That what was true once, the parameters that we set, our assumptions that we made, it needs to change. Death is gone. Death is the end. That notion is gone. The powerful will have the ultimate say. That notion is gone. Those who are religious leaders will always be closest to God's vision. That's gone. Friends who say that they'll stick with you, and they will. That notion is gone. When you're a Newcastle fan and you're 2-0 down, which is quite frequently, when you're a Newcastle fan and you're 2-0 down, you think, oh well, it's a bit disappointing. You know, it is what it is. We like a cup of tea. Should we go out for a curry once this is finished? And that's just, you know, it's a bit disappointing, but it's what you're used to. When you're a Newcastle fan and you're 1-0 up, your life is hellish. Because it is the hope that kills you. You think, you spend your time counting down the clock, and in my case, running around the house. Death is what we can cope with. It's precise. It's neat. It's sorted. In our society, it's people in black coats. It's 30-minute slots. It's precise. Life is multicolored, multi-layered. Life is people who come early to the dinner party. And it is about people who stay late when you want them to go home. It's people who arrive late into church. It's about, life is about inappropriate smells and tempting potential. Why are you looking among the dead? Simple. Because it's easier. A lot easier. If we think about life, we will have to think about change, and our rock solid certainties will be gone. So let us pray. We pray for those who try to manage the stress of their lives by keeping things well ordered and rigid. We pray for those for whom all this talk of death takes them back to difficult places, sad memories, and we pray for those who mourn. Not only physical death, but who mourn the loss of reputation, loss of job, the loss of the potential to love. We pray for those for whom it is easy to stay in the gloom. And we ask, O God, for all of us, that you would give us the courage to be people of light, people of life, which will be people of growth, and most scary of all, it will be people of change. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let us make our offering. So let us pray. Each of us is a fragile miracle, evidence of God's creative hands and God's amazing grace. Each of us is unique, unrepeatable gifts to the world, and we are proof of God's love. So we who are gifts of creation now offer gifts to our Creator. Gifts brought in love. Amen. Let us talent and tongues employ number 453. We believe that this is the Lord's table, and we believe that everyone is welcome here. So if you've never worshipped with us before, you're most welcome to do so. If you've never had communion in this place, you're most welcome to have communion here. The way that it works is the elders will serve you as where you're seated, and when you get the bread, you take it and you have a moment, and then you eat it. And if you've got issues with wheat and gluten, you'll spot the rather lovely little doilies, which have got within them something for those who have issues with wheat and gluten. And when you get the wine, you hold it, and then we all drink together. And there is, for those of us who have issues with alcohol, the good news is there is no alcohol in this wine. So people will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, to eat at the table in the kingdom of God. Nobody has the right to be here. Every one of us is here as a guest. The Lord Jesus took bread, he took wine, he gave thanks. Let us give thanks. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord our God, for the Easter message, the good news that says, you have the power. The deepest of darkness will be met by your light. You have the power. That you who are prepared to be fragile and vulnerable coming on the earth, now point to a different way. A different way to be, a different way to live, a different way to love. Thank you. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these, the most ordinary and everyday of things. For we, ordinary and everyday people, need to be reminded that we are part of something truly extraordinary. And these everyday signs and symbols remind us that the good news is not in us, but is in you. Your ability to transform, and also your ability to be with us in our failure. Blessing and honor, glory and power belong to you, O God. Displayed in our lives and shown in this bread and in this wine. Alleluia, Lord Jesus. Amen. The Lord Jesus gave thanks as we have given thanks. He blessed the bread. He broke it. He said, "This is my body. It is broken for you." "This is my blood," he said. "It is shed for you." The body of Christ. So we pray. God, who is stronger than death, you have given us new birth into a living hope through the gift of Jesus. You are God with us, and you strengthen us for our journeying ahead. You are God of truth and God of power. You take our weakness and our sin and refashion us by your grace. And gracious God, may the love that welcomed us to this table empower us and strengthen us in the challenges of the days ahead to live life as resurrection people. Thanks be to God. Amen. We join to sing our final hymn, which you'll find at number 260, 260, Christ is Alive. So let us go out into the world with food for our pilgrimage. Let us go in peace and let us go in gladness. Thanks be to God for the gift that is beyond words. And the blessing of God the Almighty, the Creator, the Son, and the Spirit be with us and those who we love for now, forever. Amen.